So how black do your tefillin have to be? The straps, the bottom. So Shulchan Aruch says it's very simple. Halacha Moshe Misinai. It's Halacha Moshe Misinai. That she'yu aritzuos shechoros mibuchutz. The outside of the straps need to be black. Avo mitzad pnim, says the Shulchan Aruch. The inside, yasa me'ezet seva she'yirtze. Any color you want. You could have rainbow insides if you want, as long as chutz me'adam. As long as it's not red. As long as it's not red. Why shamiyomer shmidamcha tatov nitzbu ve'dimu? Maybe you'll think, I guess, from the blood of your hands, that's how it got red. And therefore, to avoid that thought, therefore the inside can't be red. But if you want to have multicolored or anything else, purple, whatever suits your desires, you could have the inside of your tefillin whatever color you want. Mishnah Berurah already says it's not so clear. The Rambam says that you're not mechuyev, or the Mishnah Berurah says you're not mechuyev to make it whatever color you want, but you can make it whatever color you want. And even though the Rambam says it must be black on the inside, he says, no, we're not noeg like that Rambam. And even the Rambam doesn't write that it's halacha l'moshe misinai that the inside needs to be black. It's just prettier to have both sides. It's noy mitzvah. It's a beautiful mitzvah. I mean, look, our tefillin are pretty weird. It's black on one side, and it's uglier leather, whatever, on the other side. It's not as pretty. If you would have black on both sides, it would look nicer. Therefore, the Rambam says they both sides have to be black. We don't pass in that way. Hence, all our tefillin are, for the most part, black only on one side, the outer side. Now, how black is black? So the Mishnah Berurah says that they should be black like a raven. I'm not sure, exactly how to define that, which is part of the shir. You'll often see, and one of the things we're going to talk about, you often see people with their marker. Maybe it's you. I don't want to make fun of you too much. But they're every day after their tefillin, they're sitting there like marking up their tefillin, coloring on their tefillin. I guess they're trying to get rid of their arts and crafts desire out of their, out of their system. But is that really, are you really supposed to do that? Color your tefillin every day to make sure it's dark, dark black. So Mishnah Berurah says that they are black like a raven, and he writes, maybe this is why everyone does it, that if they start to fade, tzarech lashchiran mechadash, you need to re-blacken it by painting it. He also points out that by the area of the knot, the hiduk, that's often where it starts to fade, and therefore you need to blacken it.
Are you supposed to use special paint?
So you are supposed to use something which is not makabel tumah, correct? But we'll leave that out for now, because that's all another share, exactly how you figure out what ink you could use. Let's say you get the fancy kosher, I don't know how much they cost, but one of those pens, very expensive pens, and you use that. Let's assume that that's fine. But says the Berurah, already I've got a couple of questions. Number one, does the entire strap need to be black, or is it only the shear of the mitzvah? We have longer straps than necessary. I forget the exact shear, but the shear is very, very minimal. It's not that long. We have it down sometimes past our waist, down to our knees sometimes. That extra part doesn't really need to be black. So if it starts fraying on the end, says the Berurah Halacha, he's not sure if that is a problem at all. Problem number two, he says, is what about the part that gets put in the box? Right, some of the strap goes in through the titura and then the mabarta. So, is that black? So, Berurah Halacha says it should, because sometimes people switch it. I don't know, I've never switched mine, but I guess some people do, and you pull it out, it's not black, so you're going to have a problem. And third issue, he says, blue is the same as black. He says, black doesn't mean that you paint it over black, 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 black. He says, Berurah Halacha is this interesting lashon, and he says that really blue is, for the most part, a dark blue. He says what they call blue, he says, even blah, gamkin kosher. He says, I feel in my mariso doma lamaria kocho, shakorin blah, gamkin kosher. I think that means blue. So like a dark blue, black. I don't know, I never could tell my suit pants, if it's like dark blue or black. I'm always afraid I'm going to wear like the wrong thing. So yeah, I can't really tell the difference between a dark blue and a black. So that's, I think, the svar of the Berurah Halacha. Now, how do we apply this lamaisa? So the Berurah Halacha, first of all, sounds like the whole thing needs to be black. It's not enough if it just has rove, rubo, kakulo. Majority, we sometimes say, is the same as the whole thing. So from the Berurah Halacha, it sounds like it needs to be the entire thing. But if you look at the Halicha Shlomo, Reb Shlomo Zalman, he says that's true, but only on the part that is the shear of the straps. If you have the bottom half, then for sure the Berurah Halacha doesn't think that that needs to be black at all, or at least all black, the bottom part, it's fine if it's majority black. the Salmas Chaim, Reb Sonnenfeld, says you only need Rubo Kakulo to begin with. So think about that. You have these people like dotting their tefillin all the time with that pen. Rubo Kakulo is a pretty low shear, minimal shear. That's the majority of your tefillin are black. I've never seen anyone's tefillin where the majority is not black. But Reb Sternbuch doesn't like this. He says, what do you mean? He says, Tzarechi and Tuva Omer Bezer Rubo Kakulo. How can you say that it's majority rules? He says, V'yesh la'ach shirak kishaniru kulo shachar. It needs to be completely black. Even if you study it, you'll realize that it's not fully black. There's little dots here and there. He says, but to say Rubo, he says, that's tamua. It doesn't make any sense. And therefore, he says, saw Reb Stipler, the Shikman Ma'od, he was very mocked, but it should be completely black. So what about what you're all thinking here? No one's tefillin fades. No one's tefillin fades that like it's completely loses its blackness. You know what happens? You have a dot over here that starts, you know, ripping off. Do you have to take a pen and color it? So if it's a spot, call it the spotted tefillin. Start having like a fading here and there. So for this, Shalicha Shlomo was pretty lenient. He says, Shir Shachar Sa Tefillin Hu Kol Shenechshav Shachar Lefi Rosa Ayin. If you look at it, I don't know if it's a boy or a girl looking at it. Let's assume it's a boy. And a boy says it's black. I don't know about you, but I can't tell the difference between half the colors in my house. If you ask me what color they are, I don't know if I know if it's what the color is. But black, you know, black. You look at it and say, it's blue or black. It's not green. It's not yellow. It's not red. It's black. Whether it's fully black or this shade of black, says the Aliyah Kishoma, doesn't make a difference. And he says, Av sheyeshim mekudosh ein shchoros. Even if you have dots here and there that are not fully black, not a problem at all. Reb Sternbuch as well, he says a huge chiddush. He says you want to be mako, a kula that you would tell you that even if your tefillin have spots in it, you are still kosher. He says, listen to this. The whole idea of the blackness comes from ibud. It needs to be tanned black when you make the tefillin. So once you make it black, if some of the blackness comes off, you still made it black. So now it's black with a little bit worn off, but it was still black. And therefore he says, a big kula, he says, you need to make them a certain way. It's not a mitzvah that has to be perpetually black, which he said, therefore he says, not everyone agrees with this. He never saw anything like this, but that's a huge leniency. Now, why am I so anti the painting? Why I, you know, you'll never see me. I'll be honest, 27 years, I've never painted my tefillin once. I don't know. I don't take care of them so well, but I don't know. It's not scratching so much. And so what's pshat? Why am I nervous about the painters? The painters is because you have to know what you're doing. A, it has to be a gadol who's doing it. And Shulchan Aruch later on says it has to be with Shema. So if you're talking to your friend, which you watch these people who are painting their tefillin, no one's sitting there with their kavan is doing it. They're talking as they're taking off the tefillin to the guy next to them and they're like painting their tefillin. So it's not done with Shema. And in fact, the Baram Mishnah Berurah says that if you paint it Shalom with Shema and then you repaint it again over it with Shema, Tzarechin, if that works. So all these people are painting their tefillin because there's oil non-blacks. I don't know if they're Yotzei Yischar Bev Seido. So obviously, if it's really rubbed off, you should fill in with the black. But if you're like OCD about like there's a little spot here or there, I don't know that if it's Yotzei Yischar Bev Seido. I don't know. I've never painted my tefillin. Maybe you have, but I'm not belittling the painting if it's really rubbing off. But there's definitely room to rely upon that black is black unless, you know, it really starts fading. Shkarech.